Hi, I'm Lisette Rodriguez.
And I'm Jeremiah Rodriguez.
And this is
Speaking Life Podcast, where we're inspiring hearts
and transforming minds.
Last week, we took a break, but we're here. We're back. We're back here. And today's topic is we're going to focus on friendship. What do you think about when you hear the word friendship?
I think how many people don't know the true definition of the word friendship.
That's true.
And they associate it to someone they merely know, maybe somebody that they see on a daily basis or someone that they see on the street, but they don't know the true definition of friendship, because if they did, they wouldn't use that word so loosely.
Not only wouldn't they use the word so loosely, but they would actually be very intentional on who they call their friends. Because throwing that word around loosely, I think we make friends based on proximity. Just right. Because I see you all the time, or just because you're always at this spot.
Right.
Like for me, I'm always at the gym. So for us guys, it's easy to say what's up. Or like, oh, because I've seen you a few times. Hey, how you doing, bro? Like, how's the gym? But that doesn't mean they're my friends. We just... all acquaintances that we share the same spot, we're trying to better ourselves, share the same community, if you will. But friendship, if we look at biblical, it means to be most intimate with. When Jesus had to be vulnerable, had to go, you know, stow away, he always had his three that he brought with him. He didn't bring all 12 disciples with him. He brought his three. So we need to focus on our three, right? So how can we focus on our three when it comes to friendship? How do we know who those three are?
I think we would have to zone in on the definition of friendship, right? Because like right now on social media, if you go on any platform, it's like it'll say your friends and then you have like 1,000, you know. I mean, are they really your friends?
Nah, not at all. Not at all.
So when you look at that, you know, people have a very weak definition of what a true friend is. Mm. And when we don't put the people in the right places, it causes us a lot of emotional harm.
Emotional harm, for sure.
Because we're calling them friends, but we're not really going to the depth of what friend really means. So if I was to ask you, like, what would you consider a real friend or a friend, period?
For me, a friend to me, now that I've become wiser, obviously you've counseled me a lot, right? A friend to me would be somebody who has my back no matter what. Somebody who's there no matter what. Somebody I can genuinely take my mask off of. And my mask off of myself. Right? And show my vulnerabilities and show my scars. Like, this is me. This is truly me. And they accept me for me. And not only do they accept me for me, but they want to propel me to the next. I think of, for me, a friendship is a give and take.
Right?
Right? It's not just, let me just spill everything about me and I don't care about you. No, it's a give and take. I'm there for you. You're there for me. And I defend your name. And I know your character. I think that's a big thing, too. Like, if I'm associated with you, it's because you're good people.
That's good.
If we're good friends and I call you a friend, it's because I know you add value to me, but I know the man or woman that you are. So I don't want to be attached to somebody that I call a friend, but behind the scenes, when I'm not with you, you're acting a fool.
So you know you're saying that a friend should have be a person of good character.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think it should be someone that's loyal. Also,
I agree.
Loyal enough, because I don't know, we have, like, every time we want to talk about a specific topic, we have certain people we go to, if we're going to be honest.
Yeah, right? For sure.
So if we want to be yesed, if we're going through a certain situation and we want to hear somebody say, yes, 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 you're right, we know who to go to.
For sure.
But then I think a true friend or a real friend is one that holds us accountable and says, hey, no, you're wrong.
Yeah.
When it comes to this, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you're not right. Not worried about what it's going to cause the relationship itself.
Agreed.
So I think a true friendship is someone that holds you accountable, but somebody that's loyal at the same time.
Yep.
Loyal enough, like you said earlier, to protect your name even when you're not present.
Mm-hmm.
But have enough character to be able to hold you accountable,
yeah,
to who you say you are and what you say you're going to do. So, I don't know. I think we get into a lot of trouble because we don't categorize people correctly.
I agree. And I cherish those friendships the most that you were talking about, because for me, I need people to tell me when I'm acting off or when I'm not being my true authentic self or I'm trying to be something I'm not. I don't need a yes person to say, oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right. No, I need you to correct me if I'm wrong. I've always been a straight shooter, and I think I attribute that to you and Dad. Shout out to Pastor E. But yeah, I've always been a straight shooter, so I'm the type of person, I need you to just be upfront with me. Please don't beat around the bush. Just right. Tell me how it is. But I understand also there's
not a lot of... Once upon a time, you didn't like that.
I think I always liked it. I didn't like it from you. Different story, guys. Different story. That's for another episode.
No matter how I tried, I would do it nicely.
You listen, one thing I will say is mothers are always right. I don't know what they got. I know what this one has, but a mother's intuition or mother's discernment, I should say, is always correct. Even when you don't want it to be correct, it's always on the money every single time.
Your father and I would say the same exact thing, and you would get mad at me, but be perfectly fine with him.
Again, this for another episode, because if I divulge into this, it's going to go down the rabbit hole.
Okay.
Again, we'll talk about that, because she helped me out through a lot of things. I will admit that I was stubborn about.
Oh, my God.
I was extremely stubborn about. But back to bringing it back. Can't even speak English now. Bringing it back, right? I'm a straight shooter. I need people to tell me how it is, even if it makes me uncomfortable, right? And especially because now I'm in a place where I love leadership and right. that, you know, leaders, they ask other leaders, like, what could they have done better, right? So I expect that in a friendship. Tell me what I could have done better, or tell me when I'm off. Because I want to just fix that right away. I don't want to just, oh, well, that's who I am. No. That's not who I am. That's who I choose to be. But I can always change something because, again, that's a choice, right? So I think friendships should be operated that way. And if you don't like correction, there's something wrong with you. That's what I'm saying. If you don't like correction, there is something wrong with you, because correction is just here to build us better, right?
But I think correction comes out of someone really loving you.
Absolutely.
If they love you, they will correct you because they want the best for you.
Yeah.
So correction is never a bad thing.
No.
Correction is a good thing because it helps you grow. I teach that in leadership all the time. Like, it's good to prune a plant because pruning the plant will cause it to grow. But
absolutely.
I think within ourselves, we really know who are real friends and who aren't.
Yeah.
And I say that because in front of certain people, we know how to act, and then in front of certain other people, we're different.
Yeah.
In other words, we're telling on ourselves, because I know I can't tell this person what I would be totally free in telling this person.
Absolutely.
You know, like, I have that one person in my life where, you know, I can call her and tell her whatever it is, right? And I know she has no problem at all correcting me. And sometimes when she comes at me that way, I'm not going to lie, it stings. But I so love her and appreciate her for that, right? Because anybody can have a yes person. A yes person is not your friend.
Nope.
They're not a your yes friend. Person, I'm going to say that again because it
she's all right. The yes
it's
person
worth
is not
repeating.
Your friend.
Absolutely. A yes person is not your friend. So a lot of times we look to be liked. We look to be affirmed. Those are not your friends either.
Yeah.
Like, because they could be smiling in front of you now, and maybe they could be with you because of what you have.
That's true.
Or how they want to use what you have, or maybe you're going to give them access to something, to a discount or to whatever. That's not a friend. A friend is not someone that agrees with you all of the time.
Nah.
And a lot of times that's what we feel like, oh, you know, she always agrees with me. She's your friend. She's not your friend.
No.
She's not your friend. So I think we need to really look into the definition of the word friendship and choose wisely who we consider a friend, because it'll save us a lot of emotional hurt and a lot of emotional pain.
Yeah, I agree. And since we're talking about, like, correcting one another, especially in friendship, right, I do have a question, right? So how do you handle conflicts with friends? So a lot of times, if you're not, all right, let's say you're correcting one another, sometimes it can rub you off the wrong way if you're not in the right heart posture, right? Even though you know that your friend is coming from a great standpoint, and that person may be right, but you're not at the right, maybe you're not in the right mood, or maybe something just happened and you just they're the cherry on top, right? So now it develops that conflict. How do you handle conflict in friendships?
Well, it depends on how serious the situation is. So if I see that a person is getting out of pocket, like in other words, a person is coming out of the character that I normally know them to be, I would offer them the gift of space.
That's a good one. That's good because I need that all the time. So
yeah, like sometimes, you know, I've done it with you, even though I'm your mom, but I mean, I've asked you like, is this a good time to talk? Mm. And I respect if you say no, I'm in my feelings right now. Well, I respect that and I'll give you time because I think a lot of times certain situations build up in us that frustration and we'll come out of character. But even in that, I got to know you're my friend to feel free enough to be able to come out of character because it's you.
Yeah.
Because it's you. Because sometimes I know one of my mentors, like whenever I'm in a situation and I'm looking for counsel and if I'm upset because of the situation, like I'll legit speak to this mentor the way I truly feel. Like in other words, if I'm angry, I'll speak angry. Yeah. You know, what does this person think? And, you know, I can't believe they had the nerve. And this is what I'm going to say because this is how I'm going to handle it. Trust me when I tell you, this is what I'm going to do. Knowing full well that once I calm down, I am not going to approach that situation like that. Yeah, but it's nice to have that person that you can speak to in total confidence, knowing that they're letting you just vent. They're letting you get it out. But after all is said and done and you calm down, you're like, hey, are you okay now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, tell me again how you're going to handle this situation. Like, that's a real friend. It's a mentor, but it's a real friend because you feel free being yourself. And I think that's one of the things that bothers me the most. Having to know how I have to behave depending on who I'm in front of. Because everybody can't handle the true, authentic you.
And that's the sad truth.
And sometimes if you have a title, like I carry a title, right, of a pastor, of a mentor, of a caregiver, like in every aspect of life, and I'm not only talking about church life, I'm talking about even as a caregiver, I can't really share what I'm feeling or what I'm thinking with just anybody. Yeah. Because they'll look at me like, and you're a pastor? That judgmental hat will come on.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're a pastor? And you're this? And you're that? Like, oh my God. So they try to put us on pedestals that we didn't even ask to be put on. Right? So just trying to be careful of who we are or who we expose ourselves to be in front of certain people. So a true friend should be able to see me at all stages in life.
I agree.
Whether I'm hurt, whether I'm happy, whether I'm sad, whether I'm afraid, you know, and those, when you start putting them in those type of categories, you really come to a point where you're like, well, if I'm going to place them in those, in this category that they can handle A, B, C, D, and E, wow, then that really limits who my friends are.
Yeah. I think as time went on, I think my friendships dwindled. I'm very outgoing. I can make friends with a brick wall, as you know.
Yeah.
I get that from you, being outgoing. But as time has gone on and as I become wiser, my friends have really dwindled. Like, really just the people who I call a friend and who I, you know, I attach myself to or who I'm even willing to, you know, make plans with. Because, like, now in this stage of my life, I feel like I'm always on the go. So, like, I have to be intentional with my time and making plans with friends. So usually on the weekends, I don't want to do anything. But there's certain friends that I'll make the time for because they're worth that. So, you know, making how do you balance between making commitments? I mean, keeping to your commitments, but also, you know, sowing that seed of, you know, the friendship and keep watering that relationship.
To me, it's like and that's another good reason. That question is another good reason why you should choose your friendships wisely. Because if it's a true friend, you don't mind pouring into that person.
Yeah.
You don't mind going out of your way for that person. Like, there's a lot of different categories that, you know, you would have to look at before deciding, is this a real friend? And one of the books that I learned the most from Shout out to Pastor Darius Daniels.
Relational Intelligence?
Relational Intelligence. I bought you that book.
Yeah, and I read it. It's a great book.
I bought him that book. I didn't even want to lend him my book. I bought him his own book because Relational Intelligence is a game changer. Book just changed my life. And again, shout out to Dr. Darius Daniels from Change Church.
For sure.
That book transformed my way of thinking and my way of perceiving what a true relationship is and how to put people in the right place. Spot. Because we came from this upbringing, like you're either A or B.
Yeah.
And that caused a lot of hurt, that caused a lot of conflict. But this book, like he typed it out all nice.
He made it plain and simple.
Listen, you love people just because you put them in different categories and in different places doesn't mean you love them less.
Yeah.
It means you love them enough to put them in the right place. Dr. Darius, you changed my life.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, want to tell you that when you start looking at all of those particulars, it makes you realize that you need to put the people in the right places, especially if you love them.
Absolutely.
And love is a gift.
And to bounce back, like piggyback off of that, that's a phenomenal book. Thank you, Dr. Darius Daniels, because actually I started teaching the young people about Nehemiah about 2 years ago when you gave me the book.
Right.
Because I was like, what am I going to speak to them about? Right. And Nehemiah is the first time I started reading about Nehemiah because he brought it up. How Nehemiah asked the king, like, listen, like my unique agitation, which was his purpose, was to build back up the wall. But in order, he knew, he understood that assignment was bigger than him. So he needed others around him to come together in unity, whether it be different people, just to help him build the wall, because again, it was bigger than him. I think you can attribute that to friendship too. When you become friends with people that you know are for you, they also help you be the best you that you can be.
Right.
Right. They push you further to your mission. They push you further into your purpose. If you have people that are just on quote unquote, either just my friends out of proximity, those aren't the people that are not going to push you to your next. Right. Or how about the friends that are there for a season? Seasonal friends. Shout out to Val's Corner because I just got done listening to it. She was talking about seasonal friends, right? We have friends that are meant for a season and then we have friends that are meant for a lifetime.
Right.
And sometimes if we don't put them in the right places, we can mix the two up.
It is so important.
And it's so important. The book
is
good.
Please get that book.
The book is good. It's so important because
it's a life-changing book.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you put the seasonal friends in the long-term friend season, it doesn't work the proper way. It's like putting pieces of a puzzle together. You're trying to put a corner with the middle piece. It doesn't work that way. You need to put certain pieces in that rightful spot. So those friends are there for a season. Again, shout out to Val's Corner. Those friends are there for a season to help elevate you in some way. You're supposed to learn in a season. But when they walk away, let them walk away.
Right.
Let them walk away.
As a matter of fact, God sends them into your life intentionally.
Absolutely.
Because they're supposed to produce something in you.
Yeah.
So just being okay with that. And a lot of times we struggle in those relationships because we want to keep them past their time.
Yeah, that's true.
And when we keep them past their times, we're just causing ourselves unnecessary
hurt and
pain. So just being okay with letting them go.
That's harder. That's easier said than done. Because a lot of times when you have those friendships where you think they're going to last forever and then they disappear, it's just like, man, like, what did I do wrong? And really, you didn't do anything wrong. It's just that their time was up.
Right.
It's just that their time was up and you may not ever get a answer as to what you did wrong.
Right.
But that's not for you to understand. Again, it's for you to move on to the next. Again,
and being okay with that. I've had people that have walked out of my life and I'm at peace with it.
You got to be okay. You have, I mean, again.
And it's like you said, it's some of those relationships where you thought this relationship will never end.
Yeah.
Oh, we're like family. And then it disintegrates right in front of your eyes. And you have to be okay with that.
I'm even careful how I say that too, how friends are family. I used to say that all the time.
Right.
I used to say that all the time. Now I'm very careful who I say that about or who I say that to. Like, oh, this is my brother. Or, nah, this is really my sister right here. Boom, boom. Like, I don't really say that with everybody how I used to. Because now it's just like, you can disappear at any time.
Right.
And I got to be okay with it. And I'm going to be okay with it.
Look, once again, once you have that blueprint on how to place people in the right place, your life will function much better.
No, absolutely.
You'll avoid a lot of pain, a lot of hurt, because you're simply putting people in the right place in life. And again, it's not that you're saying they're less than or more than, but putting them in the right place makes it better for them and for you.
I completely agree. And most of the times, what I often say is, like, once I have an understanding, all right, you're a seasonal friend. And that person disappears. I often tell other people, like, if they ask me, well, what happened? I was like, listen, I want to see them eat, just not at my table. I wish them well, and that's okay. I wish them well over there. But at my table, it is what it is.
There's another good thing. Shout out to Pastor Darius that he taught me as well. And it's actually not becoming friends with your assignment.
Oh, that's a good one. That's good,
too. Because sometimes we like people so much and we see such great potential in them,
yeah,
that we become friends when really all along God intended for them to be our assignment.
That's a
so
good one.
Be careful that just because you're fond of someone, you don't consider them a friend.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be friendly, but keep in mind, are they your friend or are they your assignment?
That man, yo. That man just blows my mind all the time. Every time I listen to him, that man blows my mind.
He's worth the investment. I'm telling y'all, whoever don't got that book, go out and get it.
No, get that book for real. For real. Let me see. Let's ask another question. What qualities do you value most in a friend? I know I kind of touched on it already, but what qualities do you value most in a friendship?
I think we said it earlier, loyalty, character, knowing that they'll be the same despite, right? So a friend to me is someone that no matter what the storm or what the season is, they remain the same.
Yeah.
Right? So if it's good, if you're on a high, if you're on a low, if you're insecure, they just remain the same. They love you enough to affirm you, but they love you enough to correct you.
Yeah.
Someone that's always present.
Mm-hmm.
There's friends that, you know, there's somebody that comes to mind in particular where we don't have to speak for a period of time. When we speak again, we pick up right where we left off. As if there was no long period of disconnect.
Those are the best friendships.
You know, no blaming each other. No, life happens. I know you don't you don't like when I say it, but life be lifing. Like, things happen.
She kills me every time she says that, but yeah.
But, you know, that type of friend that is loyal, that is of good character, that will hold you accountable, that you can rely on.
Yeah.
Right? That when something happens in life, if they have it within their means to help you, they will help you. No judgment zone. Because we all fall, right? We all fall. And the last thing I need is someone holding my failure up against me every time I come back.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But somebody that, like I said before, will love me enough to correct me and keep it moving and check up on me. Like, hey, how are you doing with that?
Yeah.
Because I don't bring it up again doesn't mean that you don't need to hold me accountable.
Yeah, that's important. Yo. I think that's important. Even like with other friends that kind of have a hard time opening up, but you know that's your friend. And I mean like real friends, like just being there. I think being there is so important. I think being there, like, it speaks volumes on how you see them or you perceive them to you, how important the relationship is to you. Because like you said before, there's friends that I don't talk to, but when we come back together, just like we never left. And then there's friends that I talk to on a daily basis. And we'll just chop it up, intentional phone call. How you doing? Like, how are you actually doing? Like, what's going on? Let's chop it up. Like, you see this person, what's going on here? Like, that freedom. But I also think it's important, like you said, I love what you said that, you know, you have to have a type of friend that where you can share your failure. I think that's so extremely important because you say it all the time. The University of Failure is a great school to attend.
It's the best ever.
It's a great school to attend because it'll help you learn next time around, or I'm not going to do this. But having somebody to kind of spar with and be like, this is my failure. Allow me to make this mistake because I need to learn from it. But what do you see that I don't? Because you have an outside perspective and I'm just in my head right now. What do you see?
Or in my feelings, right?
In my feelings too.
Because we get into our feelings and forget it. Everything we know goes out the window.
But your feelings are indicators, not dictators, right?
That's right.
Right, they don't ride the bus, right? So you're allowed to feel what you want to feel, but it obviously you're my mom, but I also see you as a friend too. I respect you enough to understand that you're my mom, but you're that person that you were talking about earlier, which is like, can you believe blah, 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 blah. You're that person for me. You'd be like, you know, you can't say that, right? I'm like, mom, I know I can't say that. I'm just telling you how I feel. But when I talk to that person, it won't be that way. I promise you.
And that's the way I am with my mentor. Like, look, you know, and I had to, you know, say it like, you do know I'm, this is not the way I'm going to come out of pocket. Right. Like, yeah. I know better. It's just right now. This is how I feel. And I want to have that safe zone.
Yeah.
Where I can tell you how I really feel. Get it all out because it builds up inside of us. And then come back to myself and be like, okay, now this is how we're real. You know, you would love to handle it that way, but this is how you're biblically gonna handle it, yeah, right?
For sure.
The correct political way. Yeah. So,
and I think you can argue that Jesus did the same thing, right?
Oh,
right
he
before
did.
dying on the cross, right? He's saying, "My flesh is weak, but my spirit is willing."
Right.
He's just saying, like, if you can take this cup from me, take this burden from me, that would be great. But if not, I understand my assignment, so I'm gonna fulfill it. Right. So I think friendship is an important topic. I think you need to understand the definition. One, the definition of friendship and the true biblical definition of friendship and who surrounds you. Because like your mom says all the time, show me who you're with and I can tell you who you are.
Absolutely. That's what my mom always used to tell me.
Right. So I think it's important. I think it's important to understand who your friends are and who you can take your mask off
for. Absolutely.
So, guys, if you guys are blessed, we love this topic of friendship. That was a good topic. But if you guys were blessed, please like, subscribe, share. Tell your aunties about it. Tell your uncles about it. We're on all podcast platforms. Share. Leave us a comment. Leave us a rating. And let us know, like for real, let us know what you want to hear. We're just giving topics based on what God's pressed on our hearts. But we want to share and serve you guys to the best capacity that we can.
Absolutely. Have a blessed day.